KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. It's brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's check high school softball. 4A and 5A classes had their regional finals last night. In Class 4A play in Region 2, Ballard knocked out Denison 7-0 to move on. Also in Region 1, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton beating Lamar's 8-3. In other 4A regional finals, Carlisle beat Perry 14-1. Charles City 2-1 over Benton Community. Oskaloosa beat Burlington 5-1. Fairfield over Des Moines Hoover 4-2. Mount Pleasant beat Cedar Rapids Xavier 7-3. And Winterset over Boone 3-0. In 5A regional finals last night, Waukee over Ottumwa 4-0. West Des Moines Valley beat Fort Dodge 4-0. Johnston 9-3 winners over Southeast Polk. Urbandale edging Linmar 3-2. Cedar Rapids Jefferson beat Dubuque Hempstead 6-2. Pleasant Valley over Muscatine 5-3. Cedar Rapids Kennedy beat Davenport West 3-1. Dowling Catholic over Indianola 3-2. Those winners all move on to the girls' state softball tournament in 4A and 5A. In boys baseball last night, the Cam Cougars controlled the game from the outset, posting a 10-0 win over Southwest Valley in a Class 1A District 13 quarterfinal round game that was heard here on KJAN. Cam notched a hit in each inning on their way to the decisive victory. The Cougars kicked off the game with a 3-run first inning on a bases-clearing double by winning pitcher Nick Holstie. The Cougars tacked on 2 more runs in the second on Marcus Doherty's second career home run to right field. Cam then went around and around and poured on 4 runs in the fourth inning to make it 9-0. Colby Nelson had an RBI single in the bottom of the sixth, and that drove in Nick Holstie to end the game on the 10-run rule. Holstie got the win, allowing no runs on 2 hits with 5 strikeouts, 3 walks, and 3 hit batters. Cole Swenson took the loss with 3 1/3 innings pitched, allowing 7 runs on 4 hits with 2 strikeouts, 3 walks, and a couple of hit batters. Cam advances. They'll host Nottoway Valley in the semifinal round on Thursday night. And we'll have that game for you here on KJAN, a scheduled pregame time of 6:50. First pitch set for 7 o'clock Thursday evening. In other action last night in District 13 and 1A, Nottoway Valley advanced with a 4-inning 20-5 win over Orient Maxburg. Also, Earlham beat Bedford 13-4 and Lennox over East Union 18-8. In other Class 1A play last night in District 15, Exira EHK, a 4-inning 16-0 win over Woodbine. Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Harrison 8-2, Arweva over Bowyer Valley 13-3. Audubon advanced with a 10-0 win over Glidden Ralston. Also in 1A play from District 14, it was Fremont Mills over East Mills 3-0. St. Albert beat Riverside 13-1. Stanton over Essex 12-2, and Logan Magnolia beat Sydney 9-4. In 2A play last night, district action. In district number 3, it was Kemper Catholic over Southeast Valley 11-0. Alta Aurelia beat Pocahontas Area 5-4. In district 15, West Central Valley over Underwood 12-3, and Tri-Center shut down IKM Manning 8-0. In district 16 in 2A last night, it was Trainer over Red Oak in 8 innings by a 4-3 final, and Clarinda beat Shenandoah 13-4. Also in regular season baseball last night, Harlan over Des Moines Roosevelt 6-1. It was Bishop Elon Catholic edging Lewis Central 3-2. Sheraton beat Creston 5-4, and Lamar's over Denison 13-6. Robinson Cano was a late addition to the American League All-Star team, and he made a late contribution in a 2-1 win over the National League in Miami last night. Cano led off the 10th inning with a homer off of Wade Davis to break a one-all deadlock and earn MVP honors. The Mariners' second baseman landed on his 8th All-Star team only as an injury replacement for Starlin Castro of the Yankees. It was the first extra-inning home run in an All-Star game since Red slugger Tony Perez hit one exactly 50 years ago. Perez threw out one of the ceremonial first pitches before the game. The American League jumped out on top in the 5th inning against Dodgers left-hander Alex Wood as Boston outfielder Mookie Betts hit a 2-out double and then scored on a single by Twins infielder Miguel Sano to break that ice. The National League tied it on Yadier Molina's solo homer off Irvin Santana in the bottom of the 6th inning, a half inning after the Cardinals catcher was inserted into the game. Red Sox closer Craig Kimbrell received the victory after stranding the potential winning run on third base in the 9th inning. Cleveland's Andrew Miller got the save, striking out Cody Bellinger to end it. It's the 5th straight victory for the American League and the 17th in the last 20 contests that didn't end in a tie. That outcome means the all-time series is now tied for the first time since the National League beat the American League in 1964. Each league has won 43 times, and there have been 2 ties. The outcome, though, no longer determines home field advantage for the World Series. That nonsense was in effect since 2003. Instead, the American League winners get $20,000 apiece, while the losers, well, they get nothing. Also in baseball news, Chris Carter has been released by the Yankees just one season after leading the National League with 41 home runs. The 30-year-old first baseman batted only .201 with 8 homers, 26 RBIs, and a .284 on-base percentage in 208 plate appearances for New York this season. He signed a $3.5 million deal with the Yankees after Milwaukee declined to offer him a contract for this year. Derek Jeter's bid for the Miami Marlins now includes a new investor. You may have heard of him, Michael Jordan. The NBA Hall of Famer's commitment to Jeter's bidding group has been confirmed by Jordan's spokeswoman and comes a day after Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred announced that the former New York Yankees shortstop was among three investment groups seeking to buy the team. Manfred said the three groups are working on financial structuring, legal issues, and due diligence in preparation for a purchase. Loria said Tuesday he declined to say when he will sell the team, although Manfred said the Marlins are expected to make a decision soon. In some college sports news, the NCAA says Texas recruit Mo Bamba remains eligible to play next season after looking at assistance that he's received from a Detroit financial advisor named Greer Love. Bamba's older brother released a video on Facebook last month in which he accused Love of giving Bamba money and gifts. Love got to know the family in Harlem some years ago. The NCAA says he does not meet its definition of an agent, and the assistance that he's provided does not constitute a rules violation. Archie Miller's trickiest summer job might be piecing together Indiana's basketball schedule. The new Hoosiers hoops coach is still trying to find opponents after he inherited a schedule that had only a handful of games locked down. The Big Ten didn't make it any easier as they announced each team would play a couple of conference games in early December. Well, Tuesday's Wimbledon schedule included a straight sets win by Novak Djokovic and a pair of mild upsets in the women's quarterfinals. The second-seeded Djokovic reached the men's quarters with a straight sets win. The start of that match had been postponed today and became the first of this year's Wimbledon tournament to be played under a closed roof on center court. The 12-time Grand Slam winner also appeared to be bothered by a lingering right shoulder injury that flared up in the third set. On the women's side, Simona Halep was knocked out in the quarterfinals by the number 6 seed Johanna Konta. Konta is the first British woman to reach the semis at the All England Club since Virginia Wade in 1978. Thursday's women's semifinals will also include the 87th-ranked player, as Coco Vandeweghe, who is number 24, was knocked out of the tourney. 10th seed Venus Williams was a winner in her 100th career Wimbledon match. The other women's semifinalist is number 14, Garbine Muguruza, who was a winner yesterday. Today's men's quarterfinals we'll have top-seeded Andy Murray against American and number 24-seed Sam Querrey on center court before third-seeded Roger Federer battles number 6 Milos Raonic. The Djokovic-Burdic match will follow 7th-seeded Marin Cilic on court 1 against number 16 Gilles Muller. Well, Joe Gibbs Racing is going for youth next season by replacing Matt Kenseth with Eric Jones in the number 20 Toyota. The 45-year-old Kenseth is the oldest current driver for Gibbs and has 38 career victories, many coming since he joined JGR 4 years ago. The 21-year-old Jones is a Gibbs development driver and could have been lost to the team if he wasn't placed somewhere on it for the 2018 season. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.